Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Too Good to Be True, where we talked about how the gospel is better than your wildest dreams. This past Sunday, we talked specifically about heaven, about the promise of heaven, the promise of a future with God, that he has got created and ready for us. Here's a passage I shared in Revelations 21, verse 1 through 7. It says this, "And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who is seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." I mean, what an amazing set of promises that God is laying out there. That passage comes written by the Apostle John when Jesus caught him up in a vision to show him about a future things or the revelation of our future. And in that, he wrote down these things that he was told to write and things he was trying to witness as best he could. So there's a lot of metaphors and things like that in the book of Revelation. But this much is absolutely clear, is that God is doing something new when it comes to the earth and when it comes to heaven. You know, the word heaven oftentimes meant in from biblical writings that it's beyond the sky, up where the stars are and where God lives. But in this passage, John is making it clear that God is making a new heavens and a new earth, that what is current will not be future. There's something new happening. And it makes sense because Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall remain. In 2 Peter 3, Peter writes that heaven and earth will be burned up and there will be something new. When I've talked to people about heaven, and I've felt this myself, that there's just so much unknown that sometimes it causes a little bit of fear. You know, what will it be like? But the description there is that, you know, earth will be new. He's going to start over and make a new earth. He mentions there that there's going to be no sea. Now, that's interesting. If that's not a metaphor, then that means an earth without the sea, the land surface will be immense. There's certainly going to be water. It communicates that in Scripture. But imagine how much larger the earth would be, how much more space there would be for all the people who've ever lived who are going to be part of heaven with God. It also says there's going to be a new city, this city that's going to come down. If you continue on in the chapter, it talks about the dimensions of the city. I heard one writer say that it's like the size of the moon, but it's built in a square, and somehow it's going to come and it's going to be connected to the earth. And that's the city of God, you know, where his throne is, and the water of life comes out of his throne, and we're no longer going to need the sun because God will be our light. So it's all pretty fantastic, and there's a lot of things to try to imagine. And I think the reason we have fear is because we can't imagine what this will be like. But it seems very clear that the whole piece of heaven is that God is there, and we will be with him. I love how it talks about how he's basically gotten rid of all of the effects of sin. No more mourning or crying or pain. That's all gone. Imagine not being tired or not being worried about time. Why? Because God has erased all the effects of sin. You know, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2:9 that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor is it so much as dawned on man what God has prepared for those who love him. And it's true that, yes, we don't know everything that's going to be there. But what is clear is if God has made us in his image, and he made us in such a way that we could be known fully by him, then wouldn't it make sense that God would know exactly what it's going to take so that we would be fully loved in heaven and fully known, and that we would have, you know, adventure and excitement and work and meaning? if God is there and he erases all sin, it just sounds amazing. It sounds too good to be true. And I praise God for that. God, thank you for preparing a place for us. It obviously means that you love us. You have this all thought out. God, even though we don't know every detail, I pray that you help us to live in light of the fact that our future is with you. Help us to care about others the way you do, and draw as many of them with us. Lord, we love you. Take a second and just thank God for what he has prepared for you. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless. Thank you.